Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, Skeezix Wallet speaking. What's that? Well, yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, The Adventure of the Soft-Hearted Skinflint, Skeezix and Wilmer learn that women are the weaker sex, and that beefsteak is good for a black eye. But right now, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. This morning, the boys are to get the decision on whether Mr. Richmond, the wealthy bachelor and noted woman-hater, is to give them all the repair work on his fleet of taxis. Right now, they're completing an engine overhaul on Mr. Richmond's car, and Skeezix's partner, Wilmer Bobble, is saying...
Skeezix, I'm glad I'm not like Mr. Richmond.
Huh? Oh, what's that, Wilmer?
I mean the way he hates women. How can a guy get that way?
Oh, it was something that happened a long time ago. He was in love with a girl and she jilted him.
So what? I was jilted by plenty of girls before I married Jessica.
Hand me that new spark plug, will you?
Here. Come to think of it, before I married Jessica, I got jilted several times by, Jessica.
Hold this cable, Wilmer.
I got it. But you take me. Do I hate women?
Not unless you've changed.
Of course I don't. I love women.
Like the time you smiled at the waitress in Joe's Diner?
Ah, waitress?
Sure. Remember? She was a blonde, Jessica saw red, and you got a black eye.
Why, I was just being neighborly. She smiled at me first.
You didn't have to wiggle your ears at her.
That's not what I mean, Skeezix. I mean, I love women in a pure and noble way, see?
I see. Sir Galahad Bobble, huh?
You can crack wise, but I'm serious. Last night I was reading a book, see?
And, Skeezix!
Over here, Rufus.
This book was all about the great women of history, see? Mm-hmm. Joan of Arc, Florence Nightingale,
Gypsy Rose Lee.
And Gypsy Rose. Rufus, get out of here!
Cat, Nina sent me with this package. What you fellas doing?
What a dumb bunny. He sees us working on his car and he asks what we're doing. Look, Rufus, we're baking a cake.
Yeah?
Yeah. Raspberry layer with orange frosting.
I like chocolate cake better. Raspberry seeds get in my teeth.
How can anybody be so dumb?
What's the package, Rufus?
Nina says it's a suit she's having remade. The widow McCallum will pick it up here.
Oh, yes. Nina said she'd phone Mrs. McCallum about it. The darndest thing, Wilmer.
Yeah, what?
Mrs. McCallum. A long time ago, she was the girl Mr. Richmond was in love with.
Yeah, she was a lot too good for him, too. She's one of the nicest ladies in this town.
Nina says she's starving to death. Maybe you'll give her some of that cake you're baking.
Oh, brother.
Mr. McCallum didn't leave her anything, and I guess she doesn't make much with her sewing.
Okay, Skeezix. You'll call me Sir Galahad Bobble, but I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. If little Mrs. McCollum needs money, why don't you pay her in advance?
Maybe you've got something, Wilmer.
Yep, and I'll even ship in a few bucks.
Well, I don't know. She's awfully proud.
Hold it, fellas. Here she comes.
Skeezix. Oh, Skeezix.
I'll go on back and help fix and sew.
Oh, Skeezix, Nina asked me to pick up a suit here. I'm remaking it for her, you know.
Oh, here it is, right here in this package, Mrs. McCallum. About paying you for it. We thought...
Yeah. Nina said, we thought...
We thought if you didn't mind, I'd pay for it in advance.
Oh, no, I couldn't let you do that.
Well, he means just as a favor to us.
No, Nina might not like my words.
Oh, I'm sure she'll like it, Mrs. McCallum.
Absolutely, we guarantee it.
Oh, no, I couldn't accept pay for work I haven't done. I do need money, but... Oh, Skeezix, do you know where there's a small room for rent?
A room, Mrs. McCallum? Well, with this housing shortage...
What's wrong with the house you live in, Mrs. McCallum?
Oh, dear, my house has just been bought by a new owner.
Oh, I'm sure he won't make you move out.
I'd just like to see anybody try to throw you out.
Well, it's quite an embarrassing situation. You see, I haven't been able to pay any rent for 2 months because Mr. Richmond...
Mr. Richmond got to do with it?
Well, you see, he bought the house. He had to buy the whole block to get my house.
Oh, so the dirty rat is doing that, is he?
Dear me, dirty rat.
Now, wait a minute, Wilmer.
Don't you see it, Skeezix? Years ago, she killed him. Now he's a woman hater, and to get back
Wilmer,
at her...
Wilmer, wait a minute.
I won't wait a minute. Anybody who'll do that to a nice little lady like Mrs. McCallum is a dirty rat. And if Mr. Richmond were here, I'd tell him so.
Did I hear someone mention my name?
Mr. Richmond.
Dear me, I must go. I'll bring Nina's suit back on Thursday, Skeezix. Dear me. Goodbye.
Stupid woman. What's she so upset about?
Well, Mr. Richmond, she...
Never mind. Some silly reason, I'm sure. Well, Skeezix, I've decided to give you boys all my taxi repair work.
Well, thanks, Mr. Richmond.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Only we wouldn't be caught dead working for a rat like you.
What's that?
Wilmer, you don't know the whole story.
Oh, I don't I? The whole town will know the story as soon as I can tell it. How this skinflint bought Mrs. McCollum's house just so he could throw her out.
Why?
I'll tell everybody.
It's libel. It's slander. You wouldn't dare.
You bought her house and she's having a move, isn't she?
It's none of your business if she is.
To help a lady, I'll make of my business.
You breathe one word of that story, Wilmer Bubble, and I'll sue you for $1,000,000 cash.
Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the soft-hearted skinflint. Well, the whole town is buzzing with Wilmer's story that the wealthy woman-hater, Mr. Richmond, is evicting the widow McCallum because she jilted him years ago. And now it's Thursday, and, well, frankly, Skeezix is worried.
I've done my best to check the story, Wilmer, but no luck.
What did Mrs. McCallum say?
Well, she moved out the day you had the run-in with Mr. Richmond. Nobody knows where she went.
Sure, she was evicted, that's what.
Well, I guess maybe you're right.
What do you mean, maybe? The whole town knows it.
Still, if Mr. Richmond sues and the story isn't true...
Look, Skeezix, maybe I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I'm a gentleman. And when a lady's in trouble, I...
What? Wait, Wilmer. Here he comes.
Then who comes?
Mr. Richmond.
Let him come. I'm not backing down.
Well, Wilmer... I came to give you a final opportunity to save yourself. My attorneys file suit this morning unless you make a public retraction of your lies.
Oh, they're lies, are they? Let me ask you a question.
I don't say I'll answer, but ask any question you like.
Okay. Is it true that you became a woman-hater because Miss McCallum jilted you a long time ago?
Why should I deny it? That story's well known.
And is it true that you bought a whole block of houses just so you could get the little house that Mrs. McCallum lived in?
I buy a lot of things. What if I did?
And is it true that Mrs. McCallum hadn't paid any rent in 2 months, and that's why you threw her out?
It's true that she hadn't paid any rent in 2 months, but...
So, you don't deny it, but you want me to apologize in public. Why,
very
you...
well. I gave you your chance.
Yeah, and I ought to give you a punch in the eye.
Wilmer. Here comes Rufus and Mrs. McCallum.
Good. I'll be able to prove to Mrs. McCallum that there are still a few gentlemen left.
There they are, Mrs. McCallum.
Daisy, I brought Nina's suit back and... Oh, dear, Mr. Richmond. Oh, dear me, I...
Don't be afraid of him, Mrs. McCallum.
Now, Wilmer, please.
I'll protect you from him, Mrs. McCallum. If he lifts a finger, I'll wipe up the floor with him.
Oh, dear me, I'm sure Mr. Whitman wouldn't harm me. I mean,
You're darn right he won't. He threw you out of your house, but I didn't let him get away with it. I told the whole town about it.
Wilmer.
Oh, I don't want you to thank me, Mrs. McCallum.
Wilmer, Bobble.
No, ma'am. I say if you're a gentleman, you always stick up for a lady.
So you're the one, Wilmer Bobble, who spread all that gossip and all those lies.
I told him what any gentleman would... Huh? What did you say, Mrs. McCallum?
You're the one who's been telling everyone Mr. Richmond is a skinflint, a hard-hearted woman-hater, a cruel and grasping landlord.
Ah!
Wilmer Bobble, I hate you. Just let me get you.
Not the umbrella. Oh, right of my eye.
I've had to listen to all the gossip for days. And Mr. Richmond is nothing like that.
Why, Rosemary.
Oh, no, you're not John Richmond. You're the nicest, kindest, gentlest person who ever lived.
Why, Rosemary, I had no idea you felt this way.
I've been too stubborn to tell you, John.
I guess we've both been too stubborn for years.
Gosh, I feel sort of useless.
Why don't you bake another cake?
I guess Wilmer was wrong, Mrs. McCallum, but Mr. Richmond didn't deny it.
He bought my house so he could deed it to me. Didn't you, John?
Yes, my dear. You were too proud to accept it. When I wouldn't take the rent that you paid for 2 months,
I'm sorry I moved out without letting you know.
I thought you'd gone away somewhere.
We were both wrong, John. We've been wrong for years.
Speaking of being wrong, Mr. Richmond, any time you want to sue, I'm ready to plead guilty.
Sue you, Wilmer? My boy, if it hadn't been for you, I never would have won the woman I love. You're going to be the guest of honor at my wedding.
Gosh, I don't quite know what to say.
Go on, Wilmer. Tell him you'll bake him a wedding cake.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. But first, a word from your own Autolite dealer. The next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
But, Wilmer, I tell you, I'm not in trouble with Nina.
You're sure you're not in trouble, Skeezix?
Of course I'm sure. Absolutely sure.
Then I think Rufus may have some news for you.
Yeah, Skeezix. Don't be surprised if you get home and find that the living room's full of fish.